that bhajan kuti, there on the banks of Pavan Sarovara, Sanatana Goswami lived there. And Rupa Goswami, 2 miles off one complex, Padam Khandi, between Nandagram and Javata. The middle position, Padam Khandi, there lived Rupa Goswami. That is introductory poem. And Sharanagati, that is Tika.
Yes.
Introductory poetry in Sanskrit. Shaila-chara-abdi-sangamagnam jivan ghurang sri pankari udhitt kripaya chakri mahattam samabhubhaya. The all souls there Sangmagnam, that diving or the struggling in the ocean of Svairachar means pleasure seeking. Anyadidas, immoral activities, whimsical activities. Mostly the jivas are struggling in the ocean of whimsical activity, energizing. Svairacharat disham magnam jivan Gaurangri Pangaji Udhitta. Taking that out of that ocean, put him in the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga, the lotus, collected them from the ocean, wide ocean, the troubled ocean, and put in the lotus feet of Gauranga. Svairacharabdhisangmagnam jivan Gaurangri Pankaji Udhitta Kripayad Sarnapattir Mahattam Sarvabhudayat. And they are placing them, began to instruct them about the grace, the nobleness, nobility of Sarnagati, the high value of Sarnagati. Samabhudhayat, trying to make them understand, to realize that what is the efficacy of Sarnagati Prapa. My Guruji is so I bow down to him first. Then Bhakti Jnana Thakur in this way, I can't remember that. Pancham. Kato Bajdo, Sari Hamai. Not a point. Vidai Gaurhari Gop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Saranagati. Saranagati. Admission of Saranagati, appreciation of Saranagati. That means that we have come in the relativity of a great thing, a great substance. Otherwise one can't find the necessity of Saranagati yet. Why? Saranagati. We want to make master over everything. The science and the career. Exploitationist. Do everything under his control. But this is just the opposite, and opposite to the highest degree, that we have found such great, noble aspect of the nature that we want voluntarily to be offered to be the eternal servant of it. I am in relativity of such a magnanimous, noble thing. reality, natural it is. She contains Krishna within his boundary, within her boundary. Krishna is there. Cross Saranagati and he will found Krishna. Saranagati, the halo. The halo of Krishna is Saranagati. But through Saranagati we can, you can approach to Krishna conception. Not inquiry, not barren inquiry, but sincere and substantial inquiry that requires Saranagati. Pranipat puripasna seva, the pranipat, first you must exclusive respect to him. Otherwise, you won't allow yourself to approach. If you want to approach him at all, the first qualification, pranipat, must surrender. That you are approaching a great thing, great, great, great in the infinite. So pranipat. And then paripasana to somewhat, to a certain extent. And then service to be utilized by him. To be utilized by him. That means to taste the juice. To serve means to taste the juice. By serving only we can connect, we can feel, we can have any experience through service. Just opposite to enjoyment. And indifference. Enjoyment, indifference, and service. And service as duty and service as love, loving service. Service is generally of two kinds. Service in consideration from the standpoint of duty in the Vaikuntha. That also fetches something. But service of love, actuated through love only, that is amply giving, that gives us amply. And there is also gradation, santa-dasya-sakkha-vatsulya-madhu, gradation. This is reality. In this world, in the world of enjoyment, also we find more intense enjoyment in the ready love. Intense enjoyment. And this is the perverted reflection. So there also, that sort of, that type of divine, divinity, there in the service. So Madhura Rasa, and that is also gradation. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Big things in a small tongue. In a mean tongue, noble things in a mean tongue. Noble words in a mean tongue. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nijai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nijai Gaur Hari
Gaur. Noble thing from lotus mouth.
Gauranga Pasundarava.
From Mukarvind.
Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Humble, humiliated, things flow towards downward. They flow from high to down. The most down place can contain, may not allow anything to flow away from that place. The container. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Na prema gandhasti darapi me haro krandami sovagya bharam prakashitam vanshim लोकनम विना विभर्मि यत् प्राणपत्रं गतं विधा. Clear proof that I have no faith, otherwise I could not have lived. I could not live in separation of that highest prospect. In this world also, many men died of frustration, broken-hearted. A great loss cannot bear that is broken-hearted. So Mahaprabhu says that I am continuing my life. That is a proof positive that I have no attraction for Krishna. Otherwise I should not have lived. This is the standard, the direction. How highly valuable that Krishna prem never goes to pose and think that you are in possession of that. That can't come in anyone's position. But it is a peculiar thing that the disciple, he sees that he is in possession of my Guruji, a position of Vaishnava. I do not possess anything. But the Vaishnava, it is in their position, I see. I can clearly see that it is in their position. But the Vaishnava says, no, it is not in my position, it is my Guru's property. It is really the property of my Gurudev. I am not fully aware whether it is with me. Of course, when I say, when he is a mediator, can't deny that something is passing through him. But I do not know it fully, I can't appreciate them fully. But it is passing anyhow through me, unknown and unknowable, the peculiar characteristic, adhukshaja. The transaction of the adhukshaja can't touch, but he is the agent, but he cannot, he is not beneficiary, but he is the agent, okay? None is beneficiary. Everyone thinks they're mere agent. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They are so independent and characteristic. So independent. Valuable, the highest value that cannot be subservient to the possessor. But still there is possessor. And the Krishna himself, himself is to admit that without my devotee I am nothing. I am nothing. If all would have been animals, then no worth of gold. Gold has no worth amongst the beasts, the animals. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Nidai Gaudhari Bol, Nidai Gaudhari Bol. Nidai Gaud Hari Gaud, Nidai Gaud Hari Gaud, Nidai Gaud Hari Gaud. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaud Hari Gaud.
Maharaj? Yes. Is Prahlad Maharaj still in this universe or has he left?
Prahlad Maharaj?
Is he still living in this Brahmanda universe? Or is he living somewhere else?
Prahlad Maharaj?
Yes.
He can be conceived to live with Nrisimhadev in his zone in Vaikuntha. in Vaikuntha, there are different zones also. And 24 of them has been mentioned in different Puranas. And there is also a zone of Nrisimha. He is there. Wherever is Nrisimhadi, there is Prahlad. Wherever. In Archa Murti also. In the Archa, Prahlad is inseparably connected with Nrisimhadi. His presence is not only in one place, in Vaikuntha, and also in different places wherever there is Nrisimha Deva. That is the ideal devotee of Nrisimha, Vishaya and Ashraya. They are inseparably connected. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is one, but there are so many vigras, everywhere there is Krishna. And also, we can say, the separate Krishna, there is some union in separation. The Krishna of that temple, Radharani of that temple, she says that I have not got it. He says, in Chaitanya, that Ravrudra's queen, he wanted to give her that mukta to Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi Gopal. So she hesitated and came back. Then she got a dream. She thought that there is no hole on the nose, so how can I put it into his nose? So she came back and got a dream. No, I have got a hole in my nose. In my childhood, my mother, to decorate me with this nose ornament, he created a hole. I have got that. You just give that ornament to me, what he wants to give. Then he again went and found, yes, there is a hole, and put it on it. Once during my Gurudev's time, when this Bagbajar Mat was installed, myself and Haigrid Brahmachari, afterwards Madhav Maharaj, went to collect funds towards Diamond Harbour, some place. And there we approached a rich gentleman for collection, Mr. Utsam. And for one day's expenditure, you please take it, bear it. Then he went to consult with his wife and came back and told something else, that my wife says that she wants to give a golden necklace to you. She saw the last night in a dream that a girl has come to her that I want to get a necklace. My necklace is stolen away. I want a necklace from you. But who are you? I am Radharani of Gauriya Math Bagbajar. He got such a dream. So she is ready to give her. You are coming from Gauriya Math Bagbajar. So she is willing to get to give to you a golden necklace for Radharani. Because the girl told that I am Radharani of Gauriyamat. So Radharani of Gauriyamat, Radharani of Chaitanyamat, they are also different. One and different. That is the peculiar conception, how we could put in our fleshy bread, limited bread, Akibi Gretar Anantasvaru. In the same, Sri Murti, he has got his infinite phases. So I am Radharani of Gauriyamat Bhagavajar. I have come to. Really, these ornaments were stolen, perhaps a day or two before. Then I said, yes, ornaments have been stolen, we know. We know. Then your wife is very, very fortunate. That Radharani came to beg ornaments, especially necklace, for her from your wife. She must have a devoted lady. Then she did so. She did so. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. কথায় আছে যে আমি অনেকদিন খাই নেই মাধবেন্দ্র পুলিশ গোপাল দি মাই সার্ভেন্ট বিং অ্যাফ্রেড অফ দি মুসলিম ইনভেডার্স এনি হাউ পুট মি ইন দি বুশ হিয়ার অ্যান্ড হি ফ্রেন্ড ফ্রম দ্যাট লং টাইম আই এম আনসার্ভড অ্যান্ড আই এম আনফেড I am waiting for Madhavendra Puri, when he will come and take me out and install me and will begin my services. I am waiting for you, Madhavendra Puri, long time. I am very hungry. I am very hungry. All these things. Gaudhari Gaud. What is not in the cause cannot be in the effect. But the cause is perfect, but the effect, this is perverted, this is bhagmagadu. And the real is like. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. ক্ষুদাকে সব খেয়ে ফেলত গোপাল কিছু থাকবেন ওইখানে না ইয়ে
তখন
তো সব দেখতে পেয়েছিলেন সব খেয়ে নিয়েছেন মহাপ্রভু রঘুনন্দন শ্রীখণ্ড নরহরি সরকার রঘুনন্দন অ্যান্ড অ্যানাদার মুকুন্দ রঘুনন্দন ফাদার থ্রি ডিভোটিস দেয়ার রঘুনন্দন হি হ্যাজ বিন টোল টু বি ইনকার্নেশন অফ প্রদ্যুম্ন ভেরি বিউটিফুল অ্যান্ড ভেরি ডিভোটেড ফ্রম বাইহুড অ্যান্ড হি অ্যান্ড মুকুন্দ One day he went, he was a Kaviraj, some call from a distance and he went to attend that and asked Raghunandan, please make to eat, make to serve the deity. That's Gopal or something, Raghunandan. offer Naivedyam to Gopal. And in ordinary sense, you have to make him eat my deity. This order he gave to his son, young son, Raghunandan. Son means he is, of course, more than 15, 15 to 18, something like that, his age. He asked him, he will feed my Gopal today, I am going, I can't return. Then Raghunandan, he, the Naivedyam, the Annam, and the Kari, the Vajra, living there, he appealed to me, to Gopal. He'll take it. He says that he does not eat. He began to cry. What is this? My father will come and chastise me. You are not eating? How is this? You must have to eat. He began to cry. My father ordered me that I must feed you. But you are not eating. And began to cry, hardly, that Gopal had to eat. Then the mother came to take out the bhogathala. There is nothing. What is this? You have eaten the whole thing. No, I have not eaten. No, you wicked son. What have you done? The Vigra, the Archamurti, does he eat anything? Only he looks. No, father told me that you must feed Gopal. And I, he, in the beginning, he did not come to feed, take. But I began to cry. And he came and took everything. What is it? Well, we can't believe it. Believe it. You have eaten it. He began to cry. Then the father came, what's the matter? This is you boy, what do you say? It is impossible that he did, he will eat. Yes, my father, he did not eat in the beginning. But I began to cry. My father requested me to feed you and you don't take it. Then he will beat me. Then he ate. Then his father told, can you show me? Can you show me, my boy? Yes, perhaps I can show. Then when he was present, he could not. But then it was arranged that he would be aloof, and from far he would reach to look. And he could see that Raghunandan. And when Raghunandan met Mahaprabhu in Puri with his father and his uncle Narahari, Mahaprabhu is putting question to Mukunda. You are Raghunandan's father and Raghunandan is father to you. Mahaprabhu putting this question to Mukunda. Then Mukunda could understand the meaning. Yes, Raghunandan is our father. Because Ya haite Krishna Bhakti, Shai Guru Hai. He has got the external body from me, but we got our devotion from him. So he is our guru, he is my father. He is my guru, he is my father. Amasavar Krishna Bhakti Raghunandan haite. Adayev Raghunandan pita amate. Yes, Jahaite Krishna Bhakti, Sai Guru Hai. Who is Guru? Who holds superior position? Whoever be in the question of relations, that in historical that who gives Krishna Bhakti, he is Guru. So you are all grateful to Raghunandan to get your devotional family. You are all indebted to him. That is Raghunandan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Guru, Guru. So everything is possible, everything impossible. What is impossible to the fool, that is possible to the educated. So many scientific researchers, Janisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati sankamidasya. That is true to an intelligent man, to an ordinary man. That is nothing, that is ridiculous. So one who has got devotion, he has got all the pastimes of lila in him. It is real to him. But who has got not that sort of eye? Annibhuta chakhu yar visaya dhubiti kamanase paratattva paive dekhiti. The eye is covered with the exploiting and the renunciation dust. So cannot, their sight is not deep enough to pierce through the cover and to see substance within the cover. Sadvatta krishnera mutti kare jhalmal se dekhiti paira rakhi niramal. Andhibhuta chakhu yar visaya dhubiti kamanase paratattva paive dekhiti. Covered with the dust. So many fleeting desires, kamana, vasana, vasana, so many infinite number of desires, vasana, like so many dust covered, and then the renunciation covered, indifference, atheism, nothing better than me. If those covers of exploitation and of renunciation, then positive serving member I am in the universe, it is good. And then the goodness, innate goodness of the environment will come out to his eye and heart. Yes, you are a gentleman and you are living in the society of a gentleman. And dacoits, you find yourself in the midst of the dacoits necessarily. Yes. Birds of the same feather flock together. Flock together. You are born in your desired circle. Yes. So you cannot but see, if you look around, all exploitationists. All exploitations, I desire so, and I have been thrust into such society. They are all exploitationists. Exploitationists of different kinds. Automatically we are being adjusted in that way. According to our own desire, we are pushed in a particular environment, and we fight birds of the same feather flock together. Gauri Hari Gauri. Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri, Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri, Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri, Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri.
But you are so kind that non-gentlemen also can come to you.
Gentlemen. Mahaprabhu came amongst the non-gentle, to make them gentle. And then Guru Maharaj and others, benevolent, they came. And we non-gentle came for that purpose, and we are asked to try to help and see that all gentle. And whatever non-gentle we find, try to cleanse it, and then you will be able to become a gentleman. Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur. So here we stop for the Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur. Nidai Gauri Hari Gaur, Nidai Gauri Hari Gaur, Nidai Gauri
Hari Gaur. Jai Ambishnupad.
Mahaprabhu putting questions and Ramananda answering. And this posing the whole of the theological development was expressed there on the banks of Golavari.
So that's the meeting place of Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy?
Yes.
Opposite Rajmahendri.
At that time, Prabhupada, when he sent me there, he converted my name into Ramananda Das and sent that. He gave me the name from Ramananda Sundar, he converted to Ramananda Das and sent me.
To discover that place.
To discover the land as well as to construct a temple and to install footprints there. And I lived there for some time and purchased land also there, in which the mutch is now established. The land was purchased by me, of course by corrections. Ramananda Raya Che Godavari Tiri. Very sweet. Sweet. And grand. Generous. Sweetness and the generosity. Mixed. Magnanimity and sweetness mixed. Only that is the place where Mahaprabhu showed his real self. Who is he? Who was he that was shown to Ramananda Rai only in that place and never we find anywhere else? Rasaraj Mahava, Duye Paru. Both Radha and Krishna combined. The most secret portion of the truth was shown there only once. And we never find that was expressed, revealed in any other place. Rasaraj Mahabhu. Ramananda could not contain himself, he lost his senses by visiting that combined vigraha, Ramananda, all unconscious, held unconscious. Then Mahaprabhu touching his body, again took him to consciousness. And then saw that the sannyasi is sitting on his crown. And then in a plea he left the place. That Mahaprabhu was Radha Govinda, both combined, that he himself shone in that place. The naked, positive and the negative origin of the whole, how they are, the most prime cause is beauty, twofold, predominating and predominated. Predominated part of the beauty and the predominating part of the beauty. That is supposed to be the prime cause of the whole existence. But Mahaprabhu and Bhagavatam say that. Not power, nor force, nothing of any other type, but beauty and love. That is the prime cause. That is a new grant to the world, which was never given to the world. And the prime cause of the whole mankind is beauty and love. It is the specialty of Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. we need not be afraid. The apprehension is only superficial, maya. But in the depth of our life's achievement, no apprehension, all love and beauty. Our future is guaranteed in the most optimistic way. Hare Krishna.
I went to the town, I want to buy a picture of Krishna, photograph. And there are many pictures of Kali, which show that Kali is staying with her feet on a demon. She has killed some demon and she's standing with her feet on the chest of this demon. There is a story like this. And then...
What is that?
There is a picture of Kali which shows that she is staying with her feet on the chest of a demon.
No.
Kali
is standing on the Shiva.
She is standing on Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
What is Shiva, this story?
That means that generally the Jiva soul is considered as Shiva intrinsically. But those that are under bondage, there the Maya is standing over the Jiva soul. Really, Jiva soul should be the master of Kali, the Maya Shakti. But actually, when Jiva is captured by Maya, then Shakti is having the predominating part, and the Jiva is at his feet, at his disposal, at her disposal. It is shown like that. The Shiva means Jiva soul, falling, and the Maya, the Maya potency is standing on his chest. Helplessly falling at the feet of the Maya potency, the Jiva, Shiva. But in fact, the Jiva soul should be master of that force. But you know, those that are in bondage, their position is such, falling at the feet of the Maya potency, illusory energy. They think that they are master here. When they have come to exploit, their real position is they are defeat of the illusory potency. That has been depicted there.
So the Jiva soul is compared to Shiva?
The fallen soul, Jiva soul, soul in bondage, is compared as under the feet of the illusory energy. But she should not be so. Really, his position is that he is master of that potency.
So the picture does not mean that Kali is higher than Shiva, because she is standing with her feet on the top of Shiva.
No, that is the case of the fallen soul. Their position is such. But Shiva must be Lord of Kali.
Yes, because the karmis, they misinterpret. They say Kali is higher because she is the...
Showing the fact that this is really your position. You are Shiva, but now under illusion, you are a slave.
I see.
You are being trampled down by the, my potency. You are being trampled by my potency. But your real position is not such helpless, but you should be master of that potency. Asabaddhu bhave jiva pasu mukta sadashiva. And in bondage, his position is such under the foot of the illusory potency. And when he is liberated, he is over.
Yes.
That potency.
I understand now. The karmis, they say, they misinterpret, they say Kali is higher because she is standing on top of Shiva. So, but the...
Mama maya dulachaya. Devi jesa gunamayini mama maya dulachaya. If you individual jiva soul, if you lose my connection, it is invincible. The maya shakti is invincible by you. But if you get my connection, māme vajī pavaddhanti māyā me tāntaranti. Whenever you get my connection, the illusory potency will leave you. Otherwise you are very meager.